It's Thursday, the day we read from your email.
First comments on our election coverage and my conversation with Gary Bauer, head of the conservative group American Values. Bauer said the election results and exit polls proved that Republicans were far more in tune with American values than Democrats. Reverend Thomas Sorensen of Monroe, Washington, a Congregationalist, writes, "I am a Christian minister, and I could not disagree with Mr. Bauer more. He and most conservative evangelical Christians define values almost exclusively in terms of sexual morality." He continues, "Their litmus test for who is a Christian is opposition to the equality and dignity of God's gay and lesbian children and opposition to extending the right to marry. Many of us in the larger church fully support that equality and dignity and support the right of all loving couples to marry."
My interview with House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi was a driveway moment for listener Brooke Bullock of Oklahoma City. She writes that she sat in her car in the grocery parking lot listening to the discussion of the election results. More than once, Ms. Bullock writes, Leader Pelosi referred to the radical agenda of the Republicans and the use of patriotism and morality by the radical right wing to help the GOP solidify its hold in Congress. I found myself wondering, does Representative Pelosi ever stop to think that the, quote, radical right isn't as extremist as the Democratic leadership believes?
Beyond politics, many of you wrote in about the second installment in my series about medical students in their gross anatomy class.
Dr. Jeanette Nazarian of Baltimore, Maryland, was reminded of her own first experience working on a cadaver. She writes, "My group's cadaver was a 65-year-old woman who had died during a heart valve operation. Down the row from us was a very elderly gentleman who turned out to have a huge kidney tumor. All of the cadavers were different. What was not different, however, was the reverence we showed them. Our table named our cadaver Mrs. Grace. One table put fresh flowers at its cadaver's head at the start of each dissection session, and one table prayed before starting to dissect. The gift these people gave was, and is, priceless."
Sharon McKinley of Columbia, Maryland, writes that the story reinforced her decision to donate her body to medicine, and she passes along this message. "To my own future anatomy students, I say, it's my privilege to help you learn. Remember that my spirit doesn't inhabit this space anymore, and like you, I would be equally squeamish and equally as likely to laugh."
Finally, response to our story on the popularity of personalized cell phone ringtones. This, I am assured, is My Boo by Usher and Alicia Keys.
Well, Dan Dobris of Cleveland, Ohio, was shocked to hear what big business ringtones have become.
"A $3 billion a year industry for downloaded ringtones," he writes. "I guess that at 36, I am a frugal fuddy-duddy. Why should I pay extra to hear a bit of a song I like, only to have to pay again when I like a new song? I guess a sucker is born every minute."
Send your emails to atc@npr.org.